Blog Talk Radio.
Naked Shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I will take you on a journey across the universe through shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
All right, here we go. Yep. How's it going? All right, we're all coming in little by little. Good evening, everybody. We're just about done with May. Iggy Garcia live here, your naked shaman. I have clothes on. That's probably a good thing. Anyhow, I want to welcome everybody to our show tonight, and hopefully you can stay for a little bit and just kind of check out. Today's going to be kind of a fun day. We're going to kind of talk a little bit about, you know, the universe and how the universe always says yes to the things that you ask for. So don't be surprised. You might know some of the answers. But before we start, I usually like to just say hi to everybody who's on. I want to say hi to Kendra, Susie there, Yost, Mike, everybody's kind of coming in here, and I'm just waving back to you, pushing the little icons on my end. This show is broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio as well, and I'm also live on this feed here on Facebook. Wonderful Facebook. I love Facebook. I think I love Facebook. I don't know. If you haven't noticed, I have shaved. The beard is gone, but it will be back soon enough. The baby face is good for a while, but you know, I like my beard. It makes me feel a little bit older with my beard, a little more wiser. I don't know. Either way, I just feel like I'm just up to no ornery in this here, no good sometimes. When I look at myself sometimes on the screen, I'm going, who's that guy? I haven't seen him for about 2 years without a beard. So anyhow, welcome to the show, and I hope you can stick with me for at least part of the show. You can always go back and listen to the show. So we're going to be talking about some cool stuff today. But like every show, when we start, we always light our little bit of sage, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to light some sage here, clear the space before we go into our meditation. When I'm lighting sage, if you're wondering, just kind of clear my energy a little bit. It's been a good day. Today was a good day working with my dad. Oh, I love sage. It smells good. All the phones and stuff here. Good. Push away negative energies. Push away that stuff. And I tell you, sage works. If you've never used sage before, this is the sage from my garden that I grew a couple years ago. It's nice and dry now. It works pretty good. This sage, when you don't want something, you want energy moved and cleared, use it, burn it. You know, it's really good. It's definitely moves the stuff that you don't want around. So today, since we're going to be doing a meditation to start our show off, we're going to use the blue candle. Okay, for those of you who know candle work, blue candle is about protection, focus, forgiveness, good fortune, water, truth, and calm. Oh, we're going to be calming down. So I'm going to light this candle. And this is also a remembrance candle too. We always remember the people who we've lost in our lives. And I want to say hi to Davey and Bala, who just stopped in to see what's going on. So the candle is, the blue candle is about for protection, focus, forgiveness, good fortune, water, truth, and the calmness within us. So when we go into our meditative state and relax and into prayer, we'll be able to, you know, focus on that. So this candle will burn as long as I'm on the air. Probably won't burn all the way down, but I'm just setting it up right now. I'm putting some wax down so I can lock it in there. It should lock. There we go. Very good. Jan, welcome to the show, my good friend. So today, I want to take you on a little journey to begin with, and just to kind of, we're almost through the week, You know, so we got Friday coming up and Saturday and Sunday. But usually the weekends are really good for people. That's kind of the time to recharge those batteries. But just got past hump day, and now we're on Thursday. So tomorrow's Friday. We're at the home stretch. And so today I just want you just to relax and just take a couple deep breaths, okay? So for wherever you're at, wherever you're sitting, I just want you to just take your shoes off, just keep your hands and your feet, put your feet flat on the floor, or you can lay down, whatever you're comfortable with, your palms open so you can receive, you know, energy flowing through you, okay? I'm going to take off my watch here. It's a little distracting to me, okay? Now, I'm going to burn a little bit more sage just to kind of clear the space a little bit. Now, I want you to feel the sage coming your way towards you, okay? Now, for those of you who like to do burning sage and you need a good prayer for saging, excuse me, and just remember this, what I'm going to teach you, okay? You take the smoke into your eyes so you can see all the beautiful things. Take the smoke into your mouth so you can speak all the beautiful things. Take the smoke into your ears so you can hear all the beautiful things. Take the smoke into your body, into your spirit, so you can be one with all the beautiful things in the universe. Very good. Okay. So just take a second to just gather yourself a little bit. Kind of get your feelings, get your bearings. You're home now. For most of you who, you know, worked a long, good 8-12 hour day, I just want you to relax. Either on the bed, just lay down, or on the couch, on a chair, wherever you're comfortable. Feet flat, preferably. Palms to the air so you can receive love and energy. And I want you to remember, we lit a blue candle for protection. So the candle has been lit. I want you to take that blue candle, take that candle in your mind of blue, take that color blue and just surround your body with that blue, that magnificent blue, the water, the truth, the calm. I want you to just feel that in your body, okay? That way, so you can focus on the journey we're going to take and then work on the forgiveness aspects of our journey as we travel through into this water, this place. Now, I'm going to cough really loud because that sage is moving some stuff through me that I need, some energies that need to be come out of my body. So, just relax. You can close your eyes, open your eyes. At any time that you feel like you need to open your eyes and just step away from the meditation, you can. Okay? This is your journey. I want you to pick a number 1 through 10. Once you have that number in your mind's eye, that number is for you to return immediately to the space that you're in. Okay? Since this is your journey. Now, for those of you who wish to stay in the journey and partake, I want you to pick a color, any color in the rainbow, any color that has not been seen by the human eye yet, but your spirit and your soul can see that color, a color you can't even describe. Pick that color. That color will be the color that you travel with. That's your safe zone. So whenever you feel like you need a little bit of safeness, you know, think of that color. You're already surrounded in the armor of blue and the sage, okay? In the purification of water, so we're good there. Okay. Now I want you to sit where you're at. I want you to focus on the music a little bit. Just focus on the music. Focus on the music. Listen for the gongs. Every time you hear the gong, it moves you forward into the spaces you want to travel. I want you to take one good deep breath in through your nose. Hold it for 3 seconds and out. release it. Take another deep breath through your nose and release. One more breath through the nose. And release. And I want you to just relax. Listen to my voice. Just relax. Listen to the music. And every time you hear the gong, you move deeper and deeper into your meditation. Feel the blue energy around you as it protects you and engulfs you and covers you. And that good fortune, water, truth, and the calmness. I want you to picture this beautiful bubble you're sitting inside, this protective bubble of blue. A light blue. With each gong, you begin to levitate. Feel it rising and lifting. We're hovering above the ground about 3 feet. As you look around, you can see us just levitating. Holding space, holding that number in our mind, holding that color in our mind. We begin to rise a little bit higher and higher. With each gong, we rise higher and higher. Our bubble begins to spin just a little bit to the right, a little bit to the left. Little by little, it spins. It turns completely around, bringing us back where we started. We go higher and higher into the air, just up to the atmosphere. We can look down and we see all the beautiful water, the land. You can see everything as you look down. And higher, we begin to go outside of the Earth's mother's protective shield. Still inside of our peaceful bubble as we travel. Higher, and then we break out of Mother's grip, and now we're floating in space. In any way you look, the bubble turns you to the left or to the right or completely around. You're looking, and you see the stars, the beautiful stars in the sky, in outer space. You see the moon. In the distance, you see the planets. You move your hands forward, and the bubble begins to move forward. You begin to travel a little bit faster. Your bubble begins to speed up as you move your hands forward, because you're in control. And you begin to move faster and faster and faster. You begin to move with such ease and such elegance that you're moving faster than the speed of light. You see things flashing beside you, around you, above you, below you. You see the stories of your life flashing beyond you. You see everything. Everything that has been, that will be, the present moment, the past, the future. As you go faster and faster, you begin to move. Faster and quicker, faster than the speed of light, you travel. And you feel all the energies through your body, and your hair begins to stand. You feel all the tingling of the cosmic energy flowing through you. As you open your eyes, you see everything, and you notice everything. You're one with everything as you're flowing. Then you begin to bring your hands back inside. And you come to this beautiful, beautiful place. This other blue planet. And it only has one little island of green. And everything is water. All of it. You begin to push your hands down and descend towards this planet, breaking through its atmosphere. You're rocked a little bit. You're rocked a little bit. You start to go down, moving down, down to this new planet that you've arrived at. Your bubble lands on this little patch of open space on the island. And as you arrive, you feel the wind blowing. You feel the sun upon your body. You step out of your bubble. And you feel the green grass beneath your toes. You wiggle your toes. You grab some of the grass with your toes. You feel the moisture. You feel and you smell the salt and the sulfur in the air. A familiar smell for some of you. And as you look around, you see the grass. Some places it's taller and some places it's shorter. You begin to walk towards the open spaces where animals have tracked through. You begin to walk towards the beach. And you can feel the ground stepping on stones and sticks as your feet touch. And you step on the sand and you feel the heat course up your legs. You can feel it. And then you look in front of you and you see nothing but blue water, tranquil and peaceful. You begin to walk closer and closer towards the water, and you can see the waves coming in, coming out. Your feet are right at the edge where the water and the land meet, and the water rushes up and touches your feet, sending chills through your body, a little shockwave, a reminder of how precious the water is. Your curiosity, you walk out to the water just a little bit more, a little bit deeper, coming up to your knees. Just like the waves splashing upon you, you can feel the water hit you and you get those chills and those little bit, your arc in your back begins. And then you move out a little bit deeper and deeper. And then all of a sudden, all around you, you see the dolphins. These beautiful blue dolphins with these beautiful pink eyes. And the dolphins come closer and they swim with you. And you put your hands out trying to communicate with them and feel them energetically. You can sense what they're saying, sense what they're feeling. And the dolphins swim around you, and the dolphins come up to you, and they bow to you. And the dolphins invite you to come swim with them. So you put on your bubble again for protection, for armor. And you walk out with the dolphins, and you grab their dorsal fins. And then you begin to descend into the water. The dolphins pull you across all the beautiful beautiful landscapes that are under the water, through the caves, through the seaweeds. You begin to play, you let go, and you begin to swim, because your bubble is part of you, and it takes you, and you swim with the dolphins, moving quicker, faster. You begin to jump out of the water like the dolphins, and you feel their playful energy coursing through your body, spinning and moving and howling. Then all of a sudden, you come up to this opening under the water, this cave. This cave is a little bit dark. Not too much light enters. And the dolphins say, "This is where you should enter." Out of faith and trust, you bow to the dolphins, and the dolphins say they'll protect the outside of the cave while you enter. You begin to swim towards and into the cave. As you move closer and closer into the cave, it becomes dark very quickly. But your bubble begins to light up, and it shines on everything, projecting onto everything. And you look around, and you see stories, cave paintings of your life all over it, all pieces written, painted on the cave walls. You come deeper into the cave, and in this cave is this magical blue flame. This magical blue flame is lit, and your curiosity, wondering, how can flame be underwater? This is an internal flame, a magical flame, the flame of protection, focus, forgiveness, good fortune, water, truth, and calm. You come closer to the flame. You feel no heat, but a coolness, an energy of love. You begin to look at the candle, this beautiful blue candle, this eternal flame lit upon it, and you begin to look into the flame. As you look deeper and deeper into the flame, you look deeper and deeper into the flame. You begin to see shapes moving, ebbing and flowing like the water. You start to see images, and these images are stories. Stories of things that will be. Stories of things that have been. You begin to look. You begin to see. You begin to embrace. You begin to invite the energy. And the candle gets brighter and brighter and brighter. Then this energy begins to flow through us. Then you start to see the pieces and the parts that you've given away all your life, trying to reclaim themselves back into you. And you embrace the pieces and parts that are valuable to you. And these pieces and parts return. They fill the gaps in our body, the gaps that are inside of us, the gaps that we need, the gaps that we are missing, the gaps that we honor. And you bow, and you walk away, and you turn, and you begin to swim again, the other direction. And you look back once or twice, and the candle begins to go smaller and smaller, but never goes out. Then you come outside of the cave, and the dolphins are waiting for you. The dolphins are greeting you and bowing and honoring you. And they ask you to swim some more with them and play with them. And you begin to swim and begin to play with them. You begin to honor them. And they're so happy for you because they know that you have received a gift from the flame, a message from the flame. You begin to swim. But you know that your time is limited and you have to return back to the place which you came from. And you look at your dolphin friends and you acknowledge them and you begin to swim to the surface. Higher and higher you swim to break and you come out of the water. You begin to walk out towards the beach, and as you turn, the dolphins wave goodbye to you as they jump into the air, giving you thanks for spending time with them. You begin to walk towards the open space, the open field where you landed, and you enter the bubble, the main bubble that you started with, and you sit down, feet to the ground, palms there. You begin to raise your hands, and the bubble begins to raise, begins to go up, higher and higher with each gong. You begin to look from left to right, you look down, and you see this small little green patch of green, but nothing but blue all around her. You begin to break the atmosphere, eventually you completely leave. Now you're in outer space. On the other side of the galaxy, another side of the universe, you begin your journey home by moving your hands forward as your bubble begins to move. You start to go faster and faster and faster. You begin to move so fast that you're going faster than the speed of light. And you see all the planets, planets they've never seen before, stars you've just totally passed. They look like beads of light. You see your life flashing before you, pieces and parts coming with you. You go faster and faster. And you come to the point, you return to your galaxy, you return to your universe. You return back to the Mother Earth. And as you look in amazement, in awe, appreciating her, for what she is, you begin to descend as you put your hands down, descending back down towards the atmosphere. Gently you move down and down, and you see all the mountaintops, all the continents, the blue waters. You begin to go back to the place where you began. Go back to the spaces where you began your journey, your chair, your bed, your car, wherever you're at, return to that space, return back. Now as you return back, feel your feet to the ground, your hands to the air, your back to your beds, wherever you're sitting. Start to shake a little bit. Start to ground yourself. Start to pull in the energy. Start to acknowledge Mother Earth beneath you. Feel her as she embraces you and locks you in her loving energy. As you have returned back home, your bubble begins to disappear. And you wake up. And you take one deep breath. And you release. Take another deep breath. And another. And with a clap of my hands, you're back. You're back on planet Earth. Well, beautiful journey. I hope you liked that. I hope you brought back some pieces and some parts that you needed to find, to engage, to work on. Hopefully that meditation relaxed you a little bit. You'll get whatever you needed to get. In this process, we were healing the individuals. By healing individuals, we heal the families. We heal our communities, heal our societies. We heal the planet by working on ourselves. So I hope you enjoyed that meditation. And that kind of brings us on to the topic that we were talking about today. The universe always says yes. That was what we were talking about. And that's what I wanted, you know, to take you on this little journey, just to relax and just to enjoy. And I tell you, you know, meditation is a very powerful tool. It's something that can really help you. It can lower your blood pressure. You know, it improves your health. It's been proven, okay? And most of you who do this, this work, understand exactly what I'm talking about. And for those of you who don't, it's something to explore, something to look at. We have great, great practitioners here in Columbus, Ohio, where I'm from, who could help you journey. I can help you journey. You know, my friend Jan, who's on here, she can help you journey. And there's many of you. Typical type of a soul retrieval, that's a purification soul retrieval for water, for those of you who ever want to use that meditation to just cleanse your energy and move your energy and be able to, you know, just bring back the pieces in a gentle, kind way. And it's always cool playing with dolphins, personally, I think. I'm not sure what everybody felt or saw, but those journeys are yours and they're personal to you, and I get that. So hopefully you got something out of that. I know I did. I love playing with the dolphins. They're cool. They're always fun to jump around with in the water. But so I'm here to talk to you a little bit today about the universe. What's really cool about the universe is that it's kind of a personal relationship. It's a personal relationship between ourselves with, you know, everything, and how everything is part of us, and how everything moves through us, and how everything is just part of everything. You know, everybody who's here on this, you know, live feed right now, who's watching the show, you know, we're all connected in a very serendipitous way. You know, we're all here at the right exact time and moment in time in history and perceived clock time. We're all here. And why we're all here is for many different reasons. Some of us out of curiosity, some of us because they know me, some of us because they're just curious what's going to go on. Some of them got kind of sucked into the meditation, and, you know, quite frankly, sometimes we don't know why we're there. You know, sometimes we just appear, we follow the smoke, and there we are. And so for those of you who like to meditate, you know, there's a meditation for you. You can improvise it and make it however you like. And that is a guided meditation for those of you who are wondering about that. So right now, you're probably wondering when I had the topic, the universe always says yes. So what I've come to understand, that the universe is always giving, and it's always, you know, accessible, and it's always, you know, doing its thing. It's much, much bigger than all of us, and it's huge, and it's alive, and it hears everything. It hears everything. It's hearing this right now. It hears everything. So a good word, a bad word, a cuss word, a love word, a hug, it sees, hears, touches everything. Now, you know, most of us would say, well, Iggy, so how does the universe say yes? Well, the universe is not like us. It has different types of consciousness. Its consciousness is completely giving, loving, offering, and that's what it does. So someone says, well, give me an example, Iggy. I want a brand new car. And the universe says, yes, you want a brand new car. Got that? Okay. Now, if you said, I want a new car, and how should I get it? The universe goes, yes. Iggy, I didn't get a car. And the universe goes, yes. You're correct. Yes. Okay. So are you following me a little bit? Okay. I've never known the universe to say no. The universe is kind of like yes, because the universe loves you and the universe engulfs you and embraces you. The one that says no is us, with our belief systems and, you know, the foundations and the things that we create. Okay. The universe always says yes. Okay. I want a brand new car. Yes. And I'm going to work hard for it. Yes. And I'm going to have goals for it. Yes. And I'm going to make a dedicated moment. I'm going to put $500 aside every month in order to get that new car. Yes. The universe says, I'm going to contact people, and I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to say, hey, can you help me with this project? And the universe goes, yes. Okay. You catching? Are you kind of getting what I'm seeing here, where I'm going with this? A lot of us, the universe is really talking to a lot of us. The universe is always saying something to us. Now, the question is, are we listening? Are we actually communicating properly to the universe? Are we actually saying things in a specific way? Because if we don't ask specifically in how we want it, we don't get it. It's like going to a restaurant, you know, or let's just use a fast food place. If you don't tell them what you want on your burger, they're going to give you something that they think that you might want. So I want a hamburger. Okay. Sometimes I ask you, do you want lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, mayonnaise, mustard, you know, such and such, all the condiments on there. And then you're going, and if you don't say anything, then they already have a, the universe already has a plan to give you whatever you are going to get. So you got this hamburger in front of you, and all of a sudden you're pissed off because it's got a tomato in it. You know, my hamburger has a tomato. I didn't want a tomato. Well, did you tell the guy at the window that you didn't want a tomato? No, you probably didn't. And the universe goes, yes. So you catching me here? It's not hard. It just seems hard sometimes. We complicate things. Us as humans complicate things. You know, yes, I would like to have $1 million. Well, yes, you would like to have $1 million. Are you willing to do the work in order to get $1 million? That is the question the universe will say. You will say yes or no. The universe will say yes. If you say no, the universe goes, yes, you are correct. You will not get $1 million because you are not willing to do the work. And yes, if you do the work, you will get $1 million. So what does it mean to get the work? Well, here I'm here to tell you something that you've probably never been told before. You never heard this before. Some of us are destined to have and do certain things. Whoa, is that a new topic? No. We all have our destiny. We're all going to be born, who are here, and we're all going to die. Within those two parameters of those two events in your life, those two spiritual events in your life, birth and death, and they are spiritual, even if you're in pain, yes, and you're born, yes, okay, that is right there. Those two right there are the most significant points in your life. In between that, all in between that is how you are going to experience life, what you're going to give to it, what your plan is to use it, how are you going to move through it, okay? Many of us are waiting for somebody else to save us, or maybe some of us are trying to save others, but we can't even save ourselves. But here's the thing. The in-between, my experiences, my memories, and all the things that I create, and all the things that I want to put together, that right there is when we have control of our destiny, right in the middle, between that, here to here, okay? When we can experience how we want to live life, then it's our life. Our destiny is point A to point B. That's already determined. We just don't know when that's going to happen. Some of us may have an idea when that may occur. Some of us may say, oh, yeah, I know when I'm going to die. But you know what? It's probably one of the most fearful things in your life to know when you're going to transition. I don't know. That's very fearful. The ego doesn't know if it really wants to hear that. You know, big ego, little ego, they're talking. They're going, you know, dude, I don't know if I want to know when I'm going to die, you know. Regardless, our ego is important. Okay, that way we can cross the street and not get hit by a car, so we don't go to this destiny first. Okay, but your experiences. Okay, some of you have gone through shit. I'm just gonna put it like that. In, you know, that shit's your shit, and other people got their shit. Everybody got their shit. Okay, if you're offended by my language, I'm sorry, but this is the only way I can describe what I'm gonna tell you. This is the only way you're gonna understand it. Okay, is some of you, okay, go with me now. Go with me a little bit. Some of you are the seed bearers, okay? Some of you carry the seeds, all right? Everybody carries seeds, everybody, every human being. But there are certain human beings, okay, that carry these seeds. And what they do with these seeds, number one, this is what they do. You could try to plant them. You can try to sow them. You can try to garden them. You can try to harvest them. Okay? Some of us don't even plant our seeds. Some of us don't even put them in the ground. Okay? So the universe goes, yes. Okay? Now, for those of us who do, let's just use an example for those who actually plant the seeds 2 inches apart, or inch apart, whatever it is. Okay? This is a metaphoric seed now, okay? This is a metaphor I'm trying to prove here. As you plant your seeds, okay, some of these seeds aren't going to grow. Some of them will. Some of us have a good batch of seeds, okay? Some of us, you know, have a good foundation of seeds and they will grow. And some of us are just going to have some crappy seeds. Now, the cool thing is you can get seeds all the time. You can change your seeds up. You can go get more seeds. You're not just stuck with these seeds. Now, as you plant your seeds, this is what happens. Some of us are very good at planting, okay, and putting it in the ground and watering it, whatever. And then some seeds just don't germinate. Some just don't grow. Okay, just like the things in your life. some things just won't launch. Some things won't get off the ground. And that's okay. And that's okay. Now keep following me. Now, you did your job, because sometimes you're sitting in front of your TV and you're going, and this commercial comes on, hey, you can get the chat, wow. And you're going, oh my God, that was my idea. You and about a billion other people, okay, who had this idea that they're going to make a towel that they can just wring out and it's ready to go again. But that's the universe. There's nothing new under the sun. Yes, okay. So some of us put the seeds. Then comes this other group of people, okay? Our job's done. We were just the guy and the woman who can manifest the idea, okay? And then the other one comes in who are able to help it grow, okay? And they take your garden and they begin to water it. They take your idea. Basically, they use your idea and they begin to foster it and they make it grow, okay? And as that grows, you know, they're going through the process of taking care of it, you know, feeding it, maintaining it, pulling weeds. Weeds are just, weeds aren't weeds, okay? That's a whole nother show. All right? But there are some things that don't energetically jive with certain things that you're trying to do. So that's what we will call a weed in this particular scenario, in this metaphor, okay? Just something that doesn't jive with you. So this person, they do a good job. But that's it. They can't go any further than that. That's all they can do. They don't have the capacity to move beyond growing it, making it grow. Okay, their job is excellent to maintain it, grow it. Okay, and then comes another person. Okay, and they see this little world, this universe, and they go, okay, since you don't know where to launch it and how to move it forward, I'm going to help you. Okay, I'm going to harvest all your stuff, because remember, they don't plant and they don't help it grow, but they take the harvest, your ideas, and they move it. Okay, and they move it. And they move that product, they move your spirit, they move your soul into the place it needs to be. Okay, they take that. Okay, so now we've taken this into a new field. Okay, so if you're wondering, okay, and the story is moving that energy, moving that product, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want it to be. And then when it gets to that part, there's a whole other group of people who move that too. Your seed. Your idea, your magic, okay? So basically what I'm trying to tell you is some of us don't know how to move out of seed holder and bearer. Some of us don't know how to move out of the gardening stage in our ideas, in the things that we would like to accomplish. And some of us don't know how to move any further than where we're at. And then some of us try to do everything the other way. So what I'm trying to say is here is that the universe will give you whatever you want. Okay, so, and I'm not talking like materialistic things, and that does, and you will get materialistic things, but you have to do the work. You have to plan. You have to energetically vibrate and believe that this, you know, go, but I do believe, I do want a car. You do, but what kind of car do you want? I mean, do you just want a car? I can get you a matchbox, you know, put it on your desk. There's your car. That's how it is. You have to resonate and vibrate in the energy that you're trying to create, okay? It's like, you know, everybody gets up in the morning, everybody brushes their teeth, everybody has a routine, everybody has a pattern of how they do things, but yet nobody has a pattern how to move through life and how to move through that energy. The universe wants to give you everything that you would like to have, okay? But the universe also knows that if you're not willing to do the work, okay, it's not going to give it to you. I'm not going to do the work. Yes, you're right. You're not going to do the work. So you're not going to get the results you want. You're going to get the results that you're able to move through and the energy move through. Most of us only have the capacity to move through the energies that we're familiar with and the things that we've been taught. Most of us have learned things from the parents and, you know, the uncles or the grandparents, whoever raised us, how what life is like and what it means to them and what it looks like to them, you know. Did you go to college because everybody else went to college? Did you open up your own business because everybody else opened their own business? And you ask yourself these questions. You know, most of us don't have a plan to get to from point A to point B. That's why we get stuck, and that's why we can't move. It's not because we're lazy. It's not because we don't care. It's because we don't have a map. And if you don't have a map, if you don't know where you're going, it's like trying to go somewhere. You'll eventually get there. I don't know when you're going to get there, but you're going to get there. But if you don't know which direction you're going to point, you're not going to get there in due time. So if I want to go to California and I go to New York, okay, can I get to California? That's not a trick question. That was actually a question for the audience. If I want to get to California and I go to New York, can I get there? Nobody's answering. Yes, you can. Of course you can. But you got to think outside the box. Okay, I'm going with the wrong direction. I want to get to California. Two things can happen. I can turn around, okay, and go the opposite direction. Or I can get on a train. I can get on a plane. I can go on a boat. You know, I can completely go around, you know, the bottom half of South America and pop around the other way. That's what I'm talking about. That's where people get stuck. People, when they go the wrong direction, when things aren't going their way, they just totally stop. And the universe goes, yes, you stopped. And yes, you can get to California from New York if you know what your plan of action is. And we don't have goals. We don't set plan of action. We don't have this idea. Sometimes we're so fixated that things have to be a certain way, a particular way, that we totally discount that we could have gotten there 100 million other ways. So the universe always is in your favor, and the universe is always there to help you. But the thing is, we have to help ourselves too in the process. We can't just expect the universe to give it to us like that, because it's a two-part system. The universe says yes, and then you have to act. And the action is depending how fast you want it, how you're going to get it, what it's going to take. If you're going to work, if you don't have a job, it's going to be very difficult to get a car unless someone gives you one. But you have to have a game plan. You have to have action. You have to take in consideration that you have to do something in order to work. But Icky, I did that, and I worked that, and I have 3 jobs, and I still can't get a car. You know, you have to really sit down, and you really have to go, why am I not getting what I need? People don't even ask that. People won't even acknowledge to themselves that, you know, I failed. I give up. I can't do it. I can't hold a job. Well, ask yourself, why can't you hold a job? It's not that the job isn't able to be held. It's that there are aspects of your energy and what your belief system is about certain things. Some of us aren't made to be in job situations. Some of us are not made to work 9 to 5. Some of us are made to work 12-hour days. Some of us are made to work, you know, in our own business, in our own capacity, in our own destiny. But the thing is, when we sell our destiny short of our experience, then we live other people's destinies. We live other people's experience, other people's dreams. And that's what we're all doing, those of us who do that. Some of us are okay with that, and that's fine. But if you ever wonder why you don't feel good and why you're doing, because you're living somebody else's dream. You're living somebody else's universal yes. Okay? You're not living your universal yes. You're living part of that through that person vicariously, because you're hoping you get a paycheck, and then you hope that be able to pay the bills, and you hope that will work into your favor. But it's hard when somebody else's dream is and the vision is much bigger than yours, because then you don't put value on yourself. Just start small. Start small. Start with small things. You know, I would like to get a car battery for my car. That's pretty small. What will it take for you to get a barket, a battery for your car, for example? Well, number one, we have to ask, right? We have to begin there. If we don't ask, we don't receive. Okay? So here's a good example. My friend Jan, okay? We drove around the other day, or last week, and we were kind of just going to the cemetery, and I saw my mom, and we were just kind of hanging out and doing some work, because we're working on projects together, and powerful projects we are. But here's the thing. When we were driving in her car, she had mentioned that she doesn't have AC, doesn't have air conditioning, okay? And so the universe goes, yes. And, you know, she wished that she had air conditioning, and she goes, yes. And, you know, I don't know, we just got on the topic about AC, and you know what? I said, I know this guy, he's over here, you know? And, but she had put it out. She had put it out a while ago that she wanted air conditioning. It just wasn't the moment for it to manifest. The moment for it to manifest happened way later. she had to meet me. She could have done it before, but she had to meet my person, okay, in order for this event to occur. Now, you follow me, what's happening? The universe starts to line things, okay? The universe starts to line things. You know, she has air conditioning now in her car, okay? She needed a belt. She needed a pulley. She needed some things. She needed some parts. And you know what? Now she's better. She doesn't have to suffer in her car. But that's a manifestation. She created it. She created it, not me. She did. Her want and belief in that she needed an air conditioning fixed created that. Now, was that the ideal situation, the way it was supposed to be? I don't know. The universe has a yes for everything. The universe goes, yes, that's the way it was supposed to be. And yes, you had to go through all these channels. And sometimes we're in control. And sometimes we're in control. And sometimes we're in control. And sometimes we're not in control. And sometimes we're not in control. But what is control? What is control? I mean, what can you control? We can only control how we feel and how we experience life and what we see in life and what life means to us. Okay? For many of us, you know, it can be difficult. But the car, the manifestation of fixing the car did occur. It did happen. It did happen. It manifested, and the universe said, yes, you have AC. Jan goes, I want AC. Yes, you do. You want AC. You want air conditioning. And you know what? It happened for her. That may not be a big aha for some of you, and it may not be something that's like, ooh, that happened, you know. And, you know, we can fix it. No, it's manifestation. It's vibrating energetically in the right place at the right time. And that's what that means, that you're moving into that space and that energy at the right exact moment. And when you step into that power, you have to step into it as well. You know, you have to be ready to step right into that. And you have to be able to see and know when to step into it. Because if you don't, what happens is it's an opportunity missed, but it's not an opportunity gone. There's a difference. We can miss one, and, you know, that one's moved on, but there's another one coming. The universe always gives you other yeses along the way. You always, 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 always. And the ones who always say no are us. We're the ones who sabotage our success. You can blame anybody. If someone says, no, Iggy, that guy sabotaged me. He stole my business, blah, blah, blah. Well, yes. But in what capacity were you able to control the situation? Are you going to stay there? Okay, he stole your business. Poor judgment on your part. Yes, maybe. Maybe something happened. We don't know. There's always a story to the story to the story to the story. There's a reason why things happen. But do you get back up? Do you completely reset your goals? Do you get your whole new bag of seeds? Are you ready to plant new seeds in the ground? Are you ready to bring people on board? So many of us want to work alone. So many of us want to be the boss. We want to be in charge. We want to do it because if we do it, then we can be proud of ourselves. I'm going to tell you right now, most people who are in this country who are very successfully wealthy, okay, the majority of them, almost all of them, had to hire somebody to help them and work with them to help foster their ideas. Why? Because they had the seed. They had the seeds. Okay, they had the seeds of this idea, but they had to bring in somebody who knew how to till the ground, plant the seeds, water the seeds, move them forward, blah, blah, blah. Okay, the next group is moving the books, moving the tapes, whatever you want to call it, anything you want to call it. That's how it works. You bring on, you create this team of people, and you work together, and that's how it works. But most of us want to be independent. We don't need this person or that person. Then you stay where you're at. You pretty much stay in the energetic lock that you're in. That's why you get what you get, and that's why you have what you have, because you're not able to move from that. It happens to all of us. It happens to me. It's a common thing. And some of us are very content where we're at in life, and that's okay. And that's important. As long as you're content and you're happy, then, you know, let it be. But for a lot of us, it's not. It's not that way. You know? And then when, you know, okay, you ask me, Jan just asked, how do you know when to hire those next people? Well, here's the thing. How do you know? First, you have to know if you're able to hire and you're ready to hire, why you want to hire, when do you need to hire. And you even have to have a goal why you want to hire. Why do you want to bring aboard people? Well, most people, you're going to have to filter through them. It's like everything. It's like the seeds in the pot. It's another group of seeds that you have to move through, that you're going to have to scrub through. You're going to might have to go through some of them. Some may not germinate. Some may not grow. And when you're ready to hire, you're going to go through that process. It's the same way. It's a plan of action. You still have to have plan of action on everything you do. You can't just not. Because you could hire somebody, and they don't turn out. They don't grow. They don't germinate. They don't give you the direction. Then you have to let them go. It's not that they were bad. It's just your energies aren't congruent. You're not in the right frame of mind. You don't vibrate in the energies. You know, most of you probably can attest to this, that there are people that you can walk right up to and you're like, oh my God, I've known you forever. And there are other people you're like, whoa, you need to like just stay over there. Okay. That's vibration. That's us knowing. There's this just something innate inside of us that just knows when somebody is resonates with us energetically. And you know, sometimes that when you vibrate in that direction, you start to create that vision. So when you create that vision, you start to go into the places that you need. Okay, so when you have that vision and you're ready to grow, it'll happen. The right people will show up. The right energy will show up. Yes, yes, yes. The universe will always give you the right things. Okay? Jobs are the same way. We're stressed out in jobs. But why are we stressed out? Because, honestly, we've made a decision. This is the direction we're going to go. Yes. So with that comes that. Maybe in the beginning you didn't think that was going to be stressful and why you're stressed out. But you know what? Things that we don't resonate with anymore, we will vibrate out of, and then we become dysfunctional from it. Then we don't want to be there. But yet we don't move from there because, number one, fear. We're afraid. Okay. Two, we don't see anything else that would probably be better. And some of us aren't maybe not qualified enough and not willing to do the work to become qualified or to learn how to do something new. So when you're stressed out in your job, then you got to figure out, why am I stressed? What's stressing me out? Is it the job, the people? Is it me? You're stressed out. The job stressed you out because you allow that stress to work through you. Okay. Cause you don't know how to move that energy. You don't know how to say, okay, I'm stressed. I need to push it out. How do I come on stressed? I'm coming undone. Well, the thing is, in order to be in an unstressed environment, then you have to figure out what you need to do in order to navigate those waters. Most of us aren't even aware how to even navigate the waters when we're in a stressful environment. Okay. Now, the universe will give you exactly what you asked for. Okay. If you're stressed, you asked for stress. Yes, you did. I'm sorry. I'm here to tell you. You're stressed out because you spoke those words. I'm stressed. I'm tired. I'm worn out. Oh, my God. I need a nap. Okay. You asked for that. You got that. And the universe is finite and it's instant. Okay. If you can get stressed instantly from something, then you can get unstressed just as fast. But most people don't believe that because people think they have to live in their shit. They believe they have to wallow in their crap. And they have a story to tell the rest of the world that, look at me. I'm stressed. But it doesn't make it wrong or right. It just is. Okay? Well, the universe will always give you what you want. You just have to believe that. Now, Jan and I are going to be teaching a class about how to find your spiritual gifts and why the universe says yes and how you're going to vibrate into this energy. Okay? Be careful what you ask for. Be careful what you wish for. Because every word you speak is a prayer. Okay? So guys, I'm just about out of time, but I want to thank everybody for being here tonight, and I hope you enjoyed the meditation, and I will be back on Monday, okay? And our topic on that show will be time travel. This Saturday, we have a drum circle at the Reiki Center at 7 p.m., so hopefully you can come. So if you want to talk about time travel and how we can be one place and another, or being able to move through time in the phases of time, okay? And then the following Thursday, I'll have a show on how to be a shaman. All right, guys. Love you very much. Be well. Take care. Take care, my friends, and I will see everybody soon. The universe always says yes.